your dial out, here's Mama Toot. Lean back and stay a while now, here's Mama Toot.
Hello, Brad Crandall here with Monitor 67, your weekend companion for news, sports, music, and comedy. In 2 minutes, we'll hear an interview with singer Ed Ames, who has some interesting things to say about the complications that come with success. Richard's Flugel Nights, Everybody Loves My Baby. Hey, did you ever dream of becoming a successful actor or dancer or singer? You know, you think a star works, well, a few hours a day and sleeps till noon and all like that. Well, it doesn't work that way, as singing star Ed Ames explained to Monitor's Betty Grobley.
Ed, you have been in show business now 16 years, first with your brothers, now as a single. And yet this is really the big year for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How did you get a hold of that material?
Well, I had another hit before that, not of the gigantic proportions. Try to remember. And the same fellows who wrote that, Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, they're Broadway writers. They wrote the Try to Remember was from the Fantastics. And they wrote a musical version of the four-poster. It's called I Do, I Do. It's a big hit on Broadway now. My Cup Runneth Over was the one of the songs from the show. They sent me the score. We got to be very good friends after the success of Try to Remember. And they did send me the score to this show, and I found the song in it that I liked the best was My Cup Runneth Over. And we went in and recorded it, and they asked me, how was it? How do you like the record? And I said, well, we made a good record, and it's a beautiful song, and the words are poetry. I said, but whether anybody else will like it but me, I don't know. We were all amazed. The whole industry was amazed to discover that.
Why? Why the amazement?
Because it is uncool to be tender and sentimental, and this isn't openly sentimental. It's not icky sentimental. It's beautifully phrased.
It's a non-rock.
Strictly a non-rock. It's a ballad, and a very beautiful and poetic one. And this has now made it possible for beautiful songs of all kinds to at least be given a hearing, because it is one of the largest records of the last few years. The album has almost reached a million in sales, and the single also. So this is very, very wide acceptance.
Ed Ames, are you personally ready, do you think, now for this enormous success? It's almost overwhelming.
Well, you
What's it done to you?
It has made me a very happy and a very harried individual. I Guess he had about 3 or 4 hours sleep a night. I am constantly running and trying to do 3 or 4 things at one time. I have done this now for the last few years, but never with so much pressure, because as you get up into the rarefied atmosphere, the more people you reach, the more crucial each appearance becomes, the more prepared and the more successful you have to be. You can't. It's easy to flop when nobody's watching, but you can't flop in front of 40 million people.
And what about your wife? What's her reaction? Is she enjoying the success, too?
Very much. For me, you know how it is. There are always people who doubt, naturally, until the success is achieved. And she had faith, and she had courage, and she stood by me at very bad moments. And now she...
Her cup ran over, too.
Yeah.
And that's Ed Ames and Mrs. Betty Grobley for Monitor.
His cup runneth over, all right, with money. Now, let's hear that same Ed Ames singing the same song he was discussing. The rare phenomenon of a successful ballad in the rock and roll age. My cup runneth over.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. Study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with.
Tune with Monitor 67 at 16 minutes after the hour. And in just 3 minutes, we'll hear about the humor of gallant men under fire in Vietnam. Stay right with us here on the Monitor Beacon. This is Brad Crandall starting off this Monitor quarter hour with an assist from the Harry Simeon Chorale, The Days of My Youth.
I have played.
Fighting a war is a deadly serious business, but military men have always developed a wry kind of humor of their own to keep themselves in a healthy state of mind. Such a man is Air Force pilot Captain Jack O'Donnell, who was interviewed by reporter John Springer in Vietnam.
A small group of Air Force personnel, when the weather permits, fly numerous daily missions into the hills and mountains around this base in C-7A aircraft. The C-7A is a two-engine plane, formerly known as the Caribou. It's an amazing machine because of its short landing and takeoff characteristics. Men of Detachment 1, the 459th Troop Carrier Squadron, fly into Special Forces camps, supplying them with ammunition, food, clothing, cows, pigs, and anything else necessary to sustain life. Although the landing strips at the Special Forces camps are surrounded by Viet Cong, and each landing and takeoff interspersed with .30 caliber and other small arms fire, the job of flying the C-7A is lightened when you have pilots with a sense of humor, like Captain Jack O'Donnell of Spokane, Washington. In landing the C-7A, Jack has this to say.
The short stopping characteristics, if you do it properly, you can stop the airplane at about 400 feet. If you flare just a moment too soon or not too fast, it will balloon up back up into the air, and then you'll be able to get the razor hair in the back of your neck trying to get it down on the next bounce. One bounce is all you're allowed, then you have to go back around and try it again.
Here's one of Jack O'Donnell's colorful descriptions of Trabon, a Special Forces landing strip.
When it's very wet, it's just slicker than grease, and there's a little rotor runs right alongside of it with a dish on there. And several places you can see tire tracks where you've gone through the dish, up on the road, and back on the strip. What makes it so unnerving, or rather it gives you a funny feeling approaching, is the high banks on both ends. It is built on a creek with both ends of it, and it's about a 20-foot bank on each end. It always has a crosswind. It is only 30 foot wide, and it's only 1,000 feet long. You come right down the street, the village street. The kids are standing up on the roof, waving you off, trying to prevent you from hitting their houses, which you have no intention of doing anyway. Putting her down right in front of the main townhouse, and then coming to a screeching halt. Well, I say screeching. To wrong, you never screech. It's always slippery. So you use a little bit of additional reverse. On a wet day, using a little extra reverse, you'll throw a little bunch of mud up in front of you. And if you don't remember to close your window, well, you get the mud back through the cockpit.
One of the luxuries for Vietnamese living in the Special Forces camps is nuke bomb, artfully described by Captain O'Donnell.
Nuke bomb is made out of salt and fish and properly fermented and brought to a very high smell. If you break any of it or break a can of it or spill it on the floor, it'll eat through wood, eat through steel. It's just as bad as battery acid. And I don't see anybody could possibly eat it when it smells so bad. But we try to chain it down and strap it in the aircraft very carefully so we don't break too many.
Flying the C-7A into Special Forces camps is a hazardous job. One small but important part of this war. It's dead serious business. But when you have pilots like Jack O'Donnell around, the wry humor makes each day a little more tenable. This is John Springer reporting from Da Nang Air Base, Republic of Vietnam.
If you want to be alone, it's easy, according to Gogi Grant. Just fall in love with a sailor.
My man is a handsome sailing man. The captain of his crew. He goes with the sea to distant lands, and he stays a year or two. I have his name, I wear his ring, but I found from the start, though I keep my vows and keep his house, the she-sea keeps his heart. Oh, the sea, the she-devil sea. Jealousy raging and wild, she raves and storms because he's here with me. And as he wakes, I kiss his lips, and his desire I stir. with the dawn, he'll soon be gone, and he'll go back to her, to the sea that she never sees. My lover loves her better than me. By the sea, for she never sees. I weep for my love, and she laughs at me. She laughs at me. The sea laughs at me.
Sea. Meanwhile, back on dry land, certain difficulties came up this week at Dartmouth, the town in England, not the college in the U.S. The town fathers are considering opening the Dartmouth Beauty Contest to girls under 16 because older girls are too shy to enter. So far, only two contestants have shown up. Of course, I haven't seen the girls in Dartmouth, England, but maybe they aren't shy at all. Maybe they're just facing facts. Percy Faith and Born Free. You're listening to Monitor 67 with all the best sounds of the weekend world to have at home or take along in your car, anywhere around the country. In northwestern Pennsylvania and southwestern New York, we're heard on WOTR Corey, Pennsylvania.
Monitor, keeping pace with people and events the world over on the NBC Radio Network.